Hold on, let me see if my internet...
While we're waiting on Charlie, set an alarm on your phone.
Okay, fine, I'll set an alarm on my phone.
Set an alarm on your phone? It's just for your health!
Also, I did not realize that we had actually three episodes of Secret of Style. I could have sworn we had two.
Nope, it was three. You took
I remember.
You took two
three.
To figure out what was going on, and then one to resolve it.
Yeah, because it was at the end of one that we were finding that Chris was finding like something weird's going on here, and then two was mostly wandering around figuring out what, and then I think three was actually okay. What do we do now?
I believe I can fly.
Please, if any song was appropriate, it's
this slam jam.
Yeah.
QCD on the microphone. There's a point where I could sing like the first verse of that song.
Everybody get up, it's trying to slam now.
That's rain.
Yeah, the chorus. It's hey DJ, turn it up. QCD gonna burn it up. Oh, Quad City DJs, you and your one song.
For a movie
yep.
about Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny teaming up to fight aliens in basketball.
Hey, in the 90s, that was all incredibly relevant.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, Michael Jordan was the shit.
Hell yeah.
Okay, yeah, Michael Jordan was relevant.
And really, like, taking Michael
I
Jordan...
I used to think that movie was a biography of his life.
Oh, man, do you know there's a novelization of that movie? they read it on an Giant Bomb episode. Or they read during one of their Unprofessional Fridays, I think they were playing, like, Castlevania, Lords of Shadow, and then also... like Jeff Gerstmann was reading the first chapter of that. It's just so bad.
I don't see how it could be any worse in the movie.
Cause they just try too hard. They just like I'm trying to remember what it is. Like they do their best to do like show don't tell, and they do the first chapter is like a flashback to like young Michael Jordan like practicing free throws,
yeah,
and it's
like,
in
the movie,
yeah, and it's just like it starts out some like the streets are dark and the town is silent save for a
Jordan
thump 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 in the background. It keeps going thump thump thump. It's something like that. Like they outline specifically like the sound of him dribbling a basketball.
All right, I'm ready to play a game.
You're listening to Space Jam, the movie, the book.
I got dice. I got a character sheet.
All right, everyone get character sheets and dice.
Right. Get me in the mood for. Finales. The finale of the finale.
Are you guys sufficiently in a state of despair or anxiety?
Just watched Eld fly out a window.
I'm in a state where I could beat down a mother. Oh, hi, alarm. I already took things for you.
Sam. Sam. Sam.
I rolled up a fighter.
Dude. Yeah, there's too many fighters.
That's okay. Sam's guy's in a red shirt.
Take the red shirt drawback.
In all honesty, like,
you were so important to us for this one episode.
To be fair, Scotty was a red shirt, technically.
Yeah, but he also had a name. See, you either need to have a red
shirt. So did Ensign Ricky.
Yeah, but he had the rank Ensign. See, there's
that's like
there's,
double red
there's,
shirt.
There's two things, like...
I think
there's a couple conditions that mean you're guaranteed to die. One is that you have no name. One is that you have a red shirt, and the other one is that you have the title. You have the rank Ensign. Now the rare case where that didn't happen was Ensign Wesley Crusher, but that's because he's the author insert character, and you know, never fucking went on away missions. And technically, he did die one episode. He got stabbed to death, but Captain Riker had the power of Q and brought him back to life. And not Captain Riker, but, you know, Riker. He might as well have been Captain. He had fucking Q powers. Q gave him a whole bunch of powers and said, here you go, have fun, and then left. Oh, I thought you were going to pull up the Wesley Crusher sex machine book.
I thought you were going to pull up the reviews for a 50-gallon tank of lube.
So I'm ready to start a game.
I've been ready to start a game since like 7:30.
Super. All right,
so you guys recording started?
Yep, it's been going for a while.
Then we have to pause because next is Scott's go.
It's okay. We can discuss the set. I'm out on two, and I'm going to quickly lose a third location.
Better have that courage check ready.
If he goes full feral, I'm really, really sorry, guys.
Kageko will put him in his place.
On the plus side?
We really started hammering this thing once we got people together in locations.
Yeah. Yeah, it's lost. It's lost three locations.
And I don't think it's back as much longer.
I think its back is done. He said it barely fired before it was unable to do anything entirely. So it sounds like its back is done now. So is that just the legs left, or is there another location we haven't really?
It's mechanically it would be notice check to notice locations.
Yeah, but this thing's giant. I think. The locations are a little more not, you know.
True enough, there are two more locations left.
All right, because we're
It's legs and its feet.
Oh, legs and feet are separate.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's why you specified that Scott landed on its feet instead of its legs, because its feet are considered a separate location.
What did the feet
scratch?
I mean, assuming killing one will still kill its locomotive, we don't.
No, it has locomotive blows on both.
Scratch,
I guess if we take out its legs, but taking out one slows it down a bunch.
It will make it not be able to use that thing for locomotion. It has two means of locomotion.
We're gonna have to fight a little while underwater, aren't we?
Please don't say that. Why would you even suggest that?
Maybe Zero will start helping out a little.
Zero is defending Emma, I think.
Alright.
We're doing fine, despite, you know, taking all this damage and everything. He's taking damage, too.
Maybe
he's doing more damage than you have.
We're doing better than I expected for fighting a goddamn god.
He's,
It's like I said. Think Shadow of Colossus.
Yep.
That's everything I was channeling when thinking of this fight.
Kageko is doing about as well as I expect a super angry Kageko to be doing. Which is to say she's kind of tearing it up here. I guess we'll just have to wait and find out whether she's angry because Elda's dead or angry because Elda's severely injured.
Elda contributes to this battle even when fallen.
Yep.
How you guys like him so far, in any case?
It's really, really cool.
It's pretty rad fight.
Also, good thing I have a kind of... Neil's going to talk with Eld soon, because that might get the relationship out of crisis, or be the reason it is in crisis.
If Eld is still alive.
If Eld is still alive. Otherwise, it's not going to matter much. Otherwise, you'll be talking to his grave.
God, I hope not. That would really, really, really suck.
Yeah, it would. Also, yeah, I guess the Almighty is the more appropriate song for this, given what we're fighting.
Yep, yeah, I felt so.
I mean, Battle for Everyone's Souls also works.
It's awesome, but I use that more for when you're this really isn't a fight to save everyone. Okay, so yeah. I tend to say battle for everyone's souls when it's like a fight and we're like, we are stopping a super big plan. I mean, Leviathan's a prick who's definitely going to be doing terrible things if we let him continue.
Yeah, Almighty is just more like...
We're not really stopping a specific plan, though.
Almighty is the music for just taking out a god.
Yep. I would have linked the Genesis, but I figure that will be more appropriate if the finale of the campaign has anything to do with the Ur-Monster. I mean, of the whole campaign, not just this arc.
Is it a bad idea to consume the blood of a god?
It might be.
Okay.
Is it a bad idea for a monster to eat the god's heart to gain its tasty, tasty courage?
No, it isn't.
I'm just going to say, if it goes down, I don't think there's enough anything in the world to stop Kageko from doing that.
I'm just saying, Manny's pretty much covered in the stuff at this point. Yeah, he's mostly thinking, oh.
Manny's current thoughts are, fuck.
He's quickly losing even that thought. If he zeroes out on one more location while having damage on others.
Out.
Huh?
He has to make a freak out, and if Manny makes a freak out, it's not to run away, it's to keep his head.
Wow, I'm looking at the quote section. Like, they're doing... Like, Luffy posted a bunch of cool rant ones, and they're kind of funny, but one of them, I'm gonna guess Joel said that, is funny, but then when you kind of also fucked up, because, you know, you can't rationalize cool rat is God, and Flapper Cat is Jesus, and then with this one over here, I have nothing left in my life but cool rat.
Yeah, you definitely said all those things.
Yeah.
Is it possible? Give me a wits check.
Yeah. I suggested we did our group first so Nate can get into character. Nate's always ready to play a little girl. What? Well, now I'm just going to sit here and pout. See? He's already in character.
I know. Kurat's a little creepy. I will not stand for this blasphemy.
He totally ollies his way over your heads and rides off. How is that possible? Give me a wits check. We had to make a wits check because he was too awesome to be believed. I forgot about that. That
yeah.
He didn't have fear. He didn't roll for fear. He rolled for awesome.
What's Luffy's theory is that Grimm is gay. Oh dear. Is the Call Me Maybe video all over again?
Grimm figures out that the reason he's so angry at Joel is that he's been in love with him the whole time, and he's just that tsundere.
Unfortunately for him, Joel completely straight.
Grimm is a 10 or 11 year old kid.
No,
he has
I
interest
think that is...
in girls.
Yeah.
Wait till he at least hits 12.
Ulfgar should be Sundere, yeah, it's true.
Warning, Sundere.
Tis not like I like you or anything! I swear to God, I know that look.
On a scale from 1 to Cyber Dwarf, how Sundere is he?
I don't know yet.
It's a shame that's a recent invention of Japanese culture, because otherwise I could just see Daisuke being like, is he tsundere? I thought that was just an us thing.
Also, on a side note, this is Sam. If George is currently not engaging in whatever sort of hellish shenanigans he possibly getting into Detroit at the time, I could really see him just sitting there hanging out with Etsu. Commercials come on during America's Desktop Model. Scrolling through the channels. World news: giant sea monster roaming through Ithaca.
Oh lord!
Hey.
Just like, where did Scott say he was going? Where did everyone say they were going again?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Caitlin, where did you say Scott was? Scott and everyone went.
Wait, Sea Monster. I thought he said he was gonna go meet his dad.
Let's go. That's in New York, right? All right. All
right, cool. Hey, look. Part of the idea with using the siren to evacuate everybody was that there wouldn't be enough people to competently report on this, and thus keep it under wraps. So I'm hoping that pans out.
Well, it'll show still up got a bunch of...
It'll show up in Weekly World News, the world's only reliable news source.
Oh, well, we still can't like really hide the collateral damage that's being done.
No, but that's why they have people like the MIB who come in and flash anybody who disagrees with their assessment that it was all
who come in and
freak
they come
earthquake,
in and...
tsunami, gas explosions, whatever they decide.
Yeah, those Russians, they just torched the town.
Okay. Well, we get back into the fray now. Hold on a second. Wait.
He's trying to see if Kevin can come and do this properly.
If he wants to, he's been having kind of a bad day.
Yeah.
I'm willing to play the shopkeeper if Kevin isn't up to
it. It might also be good for us to, you know.
And also
not
be good
lose.
If he plays the shopkeeper because Nate's a little bit more lenient.
Yeah.
Nate's a little less shrewd than Kevin when it comes to that character.
That's why I'm okay with Nate playing it.
It's like when RJ couldn't show up to play the forest spirit. Because, damn, RJ, you don't out-argue RJ. You just don't.
Yeah, and hopefully we'd like to escape this with not all of our lives ruined so we could save one guy.
I mean, he's not going to tempt you. That's something that you realize
yourself.
Yeah,
but he raises the prices, though.
Oh, like Nate wasn't going to have us give at least, you know, a quarter of our souls anyway.
With this.
Yeah. Oh, great. Finale. Now it's going to get worse.
There is.
Oh, come on. You don't play with fire and expect not to get burned.
Yeah, but fire comes to us.
Kevin, if you do want to, like, take back over, take over the shopkeeper again. If you want to, like, jump in here, have him clear his throat and say, oh, excuse me,
Yeah, make it harder for us.
I'm already making it hard is the thing. Like I'm making
it's,
it.
It's already.
Yeah,
it's...
but Kevin will find a way. That's the thing.
I don't think you're can make. I don't think you sentence. Can. I don't think you can make trading souls much harder than it already is.
What were you gonna say, Kevin?
I said you're already in the middle of a sentence.
I mean, if you want me to.
He was just trying out someone's voicey butt.
It's up to you, Kevin.
All right, I can jump in for a bit.
Okay.
All right. Well, sorry. Sorry, Zach.
And we had already been having this discussion after Zach realized he was dead.
I guess rewind a second and say,